morning, everybody. It's good to see you. What a beautiful day, huh? Thanks for coming to Mass. Do me a favor real quick. If you could pass those cards that are out at the end of the pew, make sure every head of household in the pew has a card. That would be great. Hold this card while I'm talking, if you don't mind. I know some of you already got it in the mail. Maybe you've already made a donation to Diocesan Stewardship Appeal, or you can use the QR code that's on there to do it online. But I just want to talk a little bit about it today. But before I do that, I want to tell you something happened this last week. It was pretty funny. It was Tuesday night, and that's one of our religious ed nights. We have religious ed on Tuesday and Wednesday nights. So Darren and I were over doing religious ed, and we finished, and we came out of the front of the school, which is where we have it. And you know, when you walk out of the front of the school, the front doors, you know, you look to your left, you see the playground there at the base of the hill, and then you see the rectory up there. And instead of walking the sidewalk back to the rectory, we decided to cut across the grass between that playground and the school. And there happened to be this little kid there, maybe 3 or 4 years old, playing on the monkey bars, this little boy. And his parents were there watching him, making sure he didn't fall. And we had just passed the playground, walking on the grass, Darren and myself. Just as I was walking up the hill towards the rectory, I hear this little boy call out, "Hey, what's that old man doing?" And I'm thinking, he's not talking about me, surely. But he was. And I just thought that was so funny. Then Darren leans over and kind of sotto voce whispers. He goes, just tell him you're looking for your cane. Oh, my gosh. That's something. So what this old man is doing today is going to talk to you real briefly about Diocesan Stewardship Appeal. That's a thing we do every year to help fund the diocese. It's a way of saying that it's not just St. Pat's, it's about the Diocese of Rockford, it's about our bishop, our local shepherd, it's about being part of the universal church. I guess in a real important way, I need your help this year even more than ever, because our goal is significantly larger. Why is it larger? Because our income is up, and that's how they assess our target. So we need to get that pledge amount up, and I need your help. If you gave last year, please give this year. If you can't give more than last year, that's fine. You have to give less because of the crazy economic things going on. No problem. But if you've been blessed, you can give more. You gave last year. Please give more than a little bit more than you did last year. So we can get that goal. And then if you didn't give last year, again, diocesan stewardship affects everybody, not a few. And I'm going to just talk about that briefly, but if you didn't give last year, that's why if you got this envelope in your hand and you weren't planning on giving, you don't want to give, you didn't give last year, I need everybody to contribute. If everybody just does a little, we're going to make our goal. And so what I need you to do is if you didn't give last year, open your wallet, take out whatever money is in there and put it in this envelope right now. And again, if it's a lot in your wallet, okay, give half and put that in there. But do something, because it matters, because if we don't make our goal, the diocese just takes it out of our budget. It just takes it out of our budget, and that is out of the school, out of religious ed, out of youth ministry, out of all the things that are important to our parish. We still have to pay our assessment. So please, please, please help. Now, having said all that, just personally, I need your help because I've got a lot of balls in the air right now. I'm running St. Peter's. This is my parish. They're waiting for a new pastor there, but I'm in there until they find that guy. And then we've got two stewardship campaigns then. I've got Geneva's stewardship and this one. And so if we could just come roaring out of the gates and make our goal right away, it doesn't mean you have to give all the money right now. It just means you got to make the pledge. Put it on that card so that we know that over the course of the year, that money is going to be there. You know, we have always made our goal, and always we have more pledged than what we need. And all that money over goes into our savings and goes to fund other things. So it's all going to go towards something. So thank you for that. Now, why? Because We have a lot of things that the diocese does. It funds the bishop, which is here for confirmation, his office, liturgical ministries, evangelization, youth ministry. We have the best new director of the education office that I've ever seen. They hired her out of Los Angeles. She's incredible, and she's managing our Catholic schools. Things like that. We've got a guy that works up there, Monsignor Glenn Nelson, who no one even knows about him. He's been running the diocese, finding like the administration arm of the diocese, like the CFO, for the last 20 years. Thankless job, the worst job ever, and yet he's there every day doing it so the diocese can function. DSA pays him, but also he needs something to do pastorally, so he started the deaf ministry, and he goes around the diocese every Sunday and says masses for the deaf. I mean, people like that. Who do thankless jobs, hidden, nobody knows about, and yet we're helping that happen. And mainly, to think about all the seminarians and priests who have come through our parish, and be grateful for that. You know, we've had such good people. You got Linster and Dempsey, who benefit from DSA because it funds their retirement. And those old men now have a nice thing that comes to them every month to help them enjoy these last years of their life and thanksgiving for their ministry. It helps educate priests. It costs $60,000 a year to educate a seminarian while they're in the seminary. It's the biggest line item in the diocesan budget. It's where most of the money for DSA goes. So think about that. You know, you've had people like Browning and Ganella and Claydar and Reichert. All those guys were seminarians here, and now they're priests for our diocese. We're priests for you and for this parish. You've got seminarian Darren, who's amazing. Who's in his pastoral quarter. We've got another seminarian coming this summer, Thomas Brown, who's going to be with us working here this summer. Why does the bishop send him here? Because this parish is amazing, and you guys are the perfect training ground, and all the things that are going on, and all the things that you do, and all the encouragement you give these guys. So much to be grateful for. But I'll tell you what. I talk with Father Pacer about this occasionally. He's got young priest friends. I mean, because he's only been ordained 2 years. He's got priests who were ordained with him who have been pastor for over a year now, ordained a year in a different diocese where they don't have as many priests or seminarians, and they're already priests of not just one but three parishes. And St. Pat's has three priests in one parish. There's only a few parishes in this diocese that has that. So we are fortunate, and we need to be grateful for how good the bishop has been, the diocese has been, the Lord has been to this parish. I just want, before we finish, because we have to get back downtown and do the next mass. I want Seminary Darren just to tell you why DSA is so important to him.
Now you get to hear from the younger man. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be a witness to the fruit of the diocesan stewardship appeal. As a seminarian, I am beyond grateful for the diocese for covering my seminary costs through my journey to priesthood. And it's through the stewardship appeal that happens. It goes back to bless the diocese abundantly. As Monsignor mentioned, there's a long list of priests and seminarians who have come through here, and you've gotten to see some of that fruit. One of the things that I get to do as a part of my program in seminary is to go back on internship to a parish, and it continues from the spring through the summer, and it has been a real joy for me, blessing to see all the amazing things going on, how amazing you all are. And one of the blessings at this parish is the amount of youth here, and I get to be involved with the youth ministry, and seeing your kids shows me how amazing you all are, because that's where they encounter love. And I can tell you a million stories, but I'll just stick with one. One day I was visiting the preschool, and they were having their free time in one of the classrooms, and a few of the kids invite me to their kitchen. And they ask me what I want to eat. They have me sit down at this little table. And then they go and prepare all this food, and they bring out plastic chicken, fruits, vegetables. And I tell them how delicious it is, and they get excited and bring out more plastic food. including plastic ice cream. And it seeing the smiles on their faces and their joy made me realize that they're doing what they're made for. They can't give me much, but they're showing their love to me through this imaginary food that they're giving me. And that's the same love that they receive in their families from you all. And it's something that we receive here in church, God's great love for each and every one of us, that we can continue on for the whole church and the world through the Diocesan Stewardship Appeal. So I thank you for all of you've given in the past, and I thank you in advance for whatever you're able to give today.
All right, so let me just kind of conclude by going off that. So, you know, we right now, we're so lucky to have Father Pacer. We're so lucky, DSA. We're so lucky to have Father Arnold, DSA, because it's through the diocese and the DSA that we've developed a program to bring these wonderful Filipino priests to our diocese. And without them, we would really be in trouble. So we're so grateful to that. But we've also got Darren. We had Seminarian Grant, who's getting ordained in a few weeks. Plus, we have Jeff Filipski, who's from this parish, has worked in this parish, and now is getting ordained for this diocese, along with Grant, in a few weeks. So much to be grateful for. So please, folks, be generous and be grateful. And just to go back to the first question, what is that old man doing? Well, this old man is getting on his knees every night in gratitude and thanking God for this parish, for my priesthood. From this parish, I was ordained and I was baptized and got all my sacraments. Thank the people of this parish. Thank our bishop. I'm on my knees every night thanking God for Father Pacer, Father Arnold, and the seminarian, but mainly for you, this amazing parish that I get to be the pastor of at this time in my life. It is the best thing, the greatest adventure, and I am grateful. So this old man prays for you daily in thanksgiving. God bless you, and let's thank Seminary Darren for all his great work, huh?